It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So, this is kind of bad news, and I'm gonna turn this down so that I can turn this up. Taylor Swift's three Eras Tour shows in Vienna this weekend canceled after police stopped a planned terrorist attack. Two male suspects with connections to ISIS were arrested. Just really grateful that everyone is safe. Jenna Ortega shared that her cello instructor gave her some advice to approaching her challenges of looking authentic when playing the cello on the show Wednesday.
As long as I looked confident in my movement and I was strong and stoic and, you know, fully embodied the character, that it would be fine. And she told me that I just needed to approach everything I do in life with the confidence of the average white man. And that changed my life. I feel better.
Oh, okay. All right. Not all men, right? Nelly was arrested for possession of ecstasy and no car insurance. What? Nelly doesn't have car insurance? Oh, things aren't going well in Nelly's house. Oh, wait, that's right. Nelly's house was falling down until he sold it. Pamela Anderson says people actually tell her they like her now that she doesn't wear makeup. Who says these things? Who says stuff like that? She did add, I know there's a compliment in there somewhere. Is there? What's the payday for winning an Olympic medal for Team USA? Olympians receive $37,500 for a gold medal. Here's the thing. They're mostly made of silver, and they're actually worth about $950. Hopefully they get Wheaties boxes or something. Steve Martin will not play vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live because he says he's not an impressionist. The Brad Pitt, George Clooney movie Wolfs is getting a sequel, even though it hasn't even come out yet. The creator of Scrubs says it's just a matter of time before a reunion happens. And a sequel series to A Different World is in the works. It'll focus on the daughter of Whitley and Dwayne. You know, Jasmine Guy and Kadeem Hardison's characters. And Kanye West has confessed that he was drinking when he posted an anti-Semitic tweet back in October of 2022.
I definitely was drinking when I put up the DEFCON tweet. I want to say alcohol I had inside me. Hennessy, it turns us gray.
What does that mean? It turns us gray, which led to business losses and public criticism. And Kanye's former chief of staff claims Kanye was getting nitrous oxide from his dentist for recreational use. Lauryn Hill says the Fugees' U.S. tour dates were canceled due to low ticket sales, and she blames the media for it. Again, what? But it shows in the U.K. and Europe will go on as scheduled. All right, here's your dirt alert. Oh, my goodness. This is one that involves America's sweetheart, Miss Dolly Parton. Ellie King has been discussing her struggles before her drunken performance at Dolly Parton's birthday event and admitted to mental health issues before the tribute show.
If I just reacted or if I just like spoke about it then, right, it wouldn't have been from a place of like, I'm not healed, but like I am. I waited to talk about everything until I had better footing because I was not okay.
Yeah. We know you're not okay when you're acting a fool in front of Dolly Parton because like you want to even be on better behavior than if you were meeting the queen when you're with Dolly Parton. Because let's be honest, Dolly Parton is pretty much the queen of America. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except I honestly love you.